on the oath, on the qasam of the night, إذا يغشى, when it spreads. والنهار إذا تجلى, and qasam on the day, when it becomes bright. وما خلق الذكر والأنثى, and also qasam on that being who has created man and woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man and woman. إن سعيكم لشتى. Verily, your efforts are scattered. Your efforts are different. Each person is making a different effort. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the qualities of those whom He appreciates. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. That person who gives for the cause of Islam. وَاتَّقَى, and he adopts taqwa. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and he affirms the truth of that which is good. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will make it easy for him. Allah saying that we will make his path easy, we will make his life easy. And compared to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. And whosoever becomes stingy, he becomes very selfish. And he does not express, he does not partake in deen, he doesn't help out in deen. And he also belies, he does not affirm the truth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَسَنُيَسْرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. We make the path of difficulty easy for him. Means that it becomes very easy for him to get stuck in a hard place. A very simple verse of the Qur'an, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentions that our efforts are different, but whose effort Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates and whose efforts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it difficult for him. Alhamdulillah, we are very blessed. Many of us are very blessed that we did not ask to come to a country. We have comfort, we have safety, we have opportunity. And we recognize that. And alhamdulillah, we took advantage of that as well. We took advantage of these opportunities and we made sure that we worked hard, send our kids to school, proper schools, good education. We established businesses and we took advantage of that. So this is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that definitely we all are grateful of. But with it also comes a responsibility. That a Muslim, wherever he goes, he takes his deen with him. And this was the habit of the Sahaba, the habit of the Tabi'een and Tabi'een, that wherever they went, they took their religion with them and they spread it. So before we're Americans, before we're Indians, before whatever ethnical background we have, we're first Muslims. We all are Muslims. And that's what unites us. We're all here. Why are we all here? Why are you sitting together, eating, joking? Like, because we're all Muslims. We're friends because we're Muslims. So this is what unites us, and this is what keeps us together, and this is what we have to uphold and take. So in this, as you know, as Hafiz Saab explained, that in this country, it's a great responsibility. This is a country of great opportunity, but also great confusion. And the whole world looks at America, right? Everyone looks at America, that whatever America exports to others, they take it very quickly. So if we uphold Islam here, people will take that as well. People will take that into their lives as well. And that's what they're doing. People throughout the world, they're tuning in and listening to lectures from the scholars of America. They're listening, getting the fatwas from the scholars of America. The Rahmatul Alam website, fatwas. The fatwas are coming from where? They're coming from Nepal, India, Pakistan, from Saudi Arabia, from England, from Canada, from Mexico, from all over the world. People are tuning in to what the scholars of America have to say. So this is a responsibility. We have to make sure that a pristine and a sublime message of Islam is created in America, that whatever deen that we have gotten, we have to first uphold that. And then at the same time, we have to make sure that it spreads, this light spreads throughout. So more important, now listen carefully to what I say, because you might misunderstand it. More important than building masjids is to build institutes. To build institutes where ilm is taught, that's more important. Why? Because when people have knowledge, then they'll come and pray. When they have knowledge of Allah, when they have knowledge of Salah, when they have knowledge of the importance of Salah, then people will come and make and frequent the masjid. That's when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Medina. What did he do first? Before he went to Medina, he sent a teacher. He sent a teacher to Medina, Mus'ab bin Umair, and he sent him to teach him deen. Now when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, people had this enthusiasm already. When he built the masjid, everyone was following suit. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam first, he sent a teacher. He sent education there first. Because without education, the masjid will be empty. Without knowledge of Allah, people will not know how to worship Allah. People will not know what religion is. So the first and first, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first verses that came down were what? Iqra. Read. That's what education. The first was not salli or sallu, pray. But the first verse was iqra, what education. Because education is the foundation of your religion. But that education is what gives you your religion, whether you have understood it correctly or not, whether you're understanding. So that's why it's very important that we promote this and we get the correct education, the correct message of Quran and Hadith. Because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, this Quran also guides, but this Quran, same Quran, will also misguide people. All the different sects throughout history, they also took the Quran, but they misused the Quran. So that's why just presenting the Quran, or just presenting the translation to the people, that's not going to cause deen to come in people's lives. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He revealed the Quran, He also, and the kitabs, He revealed the messengers with it as well. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadir mutlaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. In His wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could also send a book to each and every individual. That here's your book, you read it. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers to teach. So that's why with the script, you need a teacher. You need someone to teach what the script means. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his legacy, his ahadith, that is the tafsir of the Quran. That's why Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, كان خلقه القرآن. If you want to see the Quran, if you want to see a walking Quran, look at the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Quran. That is Quran. So what I'm trying to say is that we have a responsibility here, but we need to make sure that this legacy, this authentic knowledge that comes from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who talked to the Sahaba, who talked to the Tabi'in, it's a legacy that's connect. It's a chain that connects up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to bring that alive over here. And one of those institutes is the Rahmat-e Alam Foundation. Rahmat-e Alam Foundation, as he said, is very unique. And I could bear testimony is one of the most unique institutes I've seen in the whole of America. Alhamdulillah, I have the opportunity to visit many different states and different madrasas and different masjids and different organizations. But this is the only institute I've seen that caters for every single need for people, for the Islam. It caters for the adults, has adult education. It has a full-time school running. So also the education for your children, normal secular school, they have a school running as well. They have a fatwa department. If you need any questions, you can get your answers questions. If you want to study more Quran, Hadith, and Arabic, they have the Alimiyah program. If you have any marital problems, they have counseling. They have talaq cases as well. And yeah, if you have spiritual sicknesses, they have also the khanqa as well. Though, no matter what need of deen that you have, you'll find an answer over here. There'll always be a scholar that's an expert in the field. So whether it be social problems, whether it be family problems, whether it be education, whatever you need, your need is fulfilled in this one place. This is that all shop. This is like the Walmart or the Menards, whatever you want to call it, that everything is there, you know? Whatever aspect of deen that you need to fulfill, you find it over there. For the small child to learn how to recite the Quran from Alif Bata, for him to memorize the Quran, for him to learn ABCD as well, everything is found in this one institute. It's a very small, it's just one building. But Allah will accept that so much khidmat goes on there. But these khidmat sometimes, these services are hidden from our eyes. So that's why I have to explain it, because we do not know about this. But it is a very unique place. It is an extremely unique place. But one thing is the scholars, they need to be free. They need to free their time from fundraising. They need to free their time from worrying about how to pay the gas bill, or the AC bill, or the heat bill. Their job is to educate. Their job is to guide people. That's what they are, mu'allim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bu'ithu mu'allima. I have been sent down as a teacher. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have been sent down as a teacher. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a different narration said, al-ulama'u warathatul anbiya. That the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. So the prophets are the teachers, same way the ulama are also teachers for the ummah. They're also, and they're teaching guidance. They're teaching how to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they need to be free. So this is a relationship that the ummah had from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till now. That the scholars, they would teach and the local public, the community will look after the ulama. They would look after their basic needs and necessities so they could be free. So in the old days, they had a trust fund as well. They had the Baytul Mal and everything like that. But we don't have that anymore. But we still have the community at large. So that's why the community, whenever there was a need for anything in Islam, the community got together. You know, they held hands and they were ready to donate. For example, there was a time when the verses came down that لَن تَنَالَ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran is very amazing. You know, that's why we have to learn the Quran. We have to understand the Quran. We have to understand it from the ulama. So that over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَن تَنَالَ الْبِرَّ. You cannot, never. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَنَالَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have used لَا تَنَالَ الْبِرَّ. That you will not attain piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن, with emphasis, you will never attain piety until you do not spend what you love. Until you do not spend what you love. So when the Sahabi Abu Talha, when he heard this, right away he came and he said, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most beloved thing to me is this well. I give it in the path of Allah. Right away. That's how the Sahaba were. That the Quran came down, this is the opportunity for me to make my Jannah. This is the opportunity for me to come closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So they jumped on the opportunity. The most beloved possession that he had. So what's the most beloved possession that we have? Something that we always keep safe, and that's our money. Right? Everyone has love for money. Whether we agree or not, everyone has, you know, they want to make sure they're comfortable, they're safe, they want to make sure there's enough safe for their families, for their future plans, for their cars, any accidents. Everyone saves money and everyone works. So why do we get this whole 12 years education plus another 12 years education? Then we do residency and we do all this what? Because it pays good. Right? So we do it. So it's not something that we should be naive about. We understand that. So there's something that we hold dear. But we also have to spend that for the cause of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever you have with you will perish. Whatever is going to be with you in your bank balances, in your wallets, in your pocket, is definitely going to perish. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. But whatever you send forward to Allah, that's actually remaining forever. So that's how we like to invest our money. We like to invest our efforts. We like to invest for the future. So let's be more intelligent, invest for the long-term future, which is the future after eyes closes. And that future is the real future. So to invest for that, this is an opportunity. So a Muslim, as I said, he jumps for opportunities. This is the opportunity that's given to him. This is also in need of our time. But Rahmatul Alam is trying to pay off its building. It's trying to pay off its building. Now, if the Muslim Ummah were to come together, this would have been paid off a long time ago. Alhamdulillah. Muslims are very generous. But Muslims are very forgetful. That's the only thing. They forget. They get too engrossed in their own lives and busy with their lives. They forget that there's other causes that we could actually invest in. So these gatherings are just to remind. It's not to say that no, we're not donating. Alhamdulillah, Muslim Ummah donates. And the most donations come from the Muslims. The non-Muslims do not donate as much as the Muslims do. So it's just a reminder that this is also a cause that we could also invest in. And this investment will be for hereafter. So this fundraising dinner, the purpose, the sole purpose of this, so that the building could be paid off, so then this whole organization could operate without any concern of paying off the building. So it's one point, how many?
1.2.
$1.2 million that needs to be paid off. Alhamdulillah, people sometimes they come together and raise that money in just one gathering. It's very possible. That small amount, as they say in Farsi, you know, qatra qatra samundashud, right? Small drops makes the whole ocean. So if all the Muslims come together and donate whatever is in their ability, that will actually uplift this whole project and make it very easy for us.